Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Good day, listeners. I think you've seen once again how much I enjoy my dialogue with my guests. And of course, it's even more fun when they're a family member. And even more fun when, as you go through the discussions, you learn so much and you're so surprised by the depth of their answers. It's really very satisfying. And this new career with this particular aspect of the new career has been a lot of fun and has been a challenge. And I look forward to this coming year. You know, in terms of the program, we're going to be making a slight change. I'm going to be taking a master's program and writing a book along with that. And that means that on Saturday, making that the original program is not going to work. So what we're going to do is we're going to move the original program to Monday, and then we'll have the rebroadcast on same day, hour on Saturday. But we're going to add another retransmission of the program. It'll be on Friday at 6:05. So the program, I'm thinking right now whether I start it this Monday or whether the following Monday, because the classes start on next Saturday. But the program will be, the original one will be on Monday at 2:05, and then a retransmission on Friday at 6:05. And again, the second retransmission or the third session will be on Saturday at 8:05, as we have done, up to now. In this way, it's going to give me a little bit more flexibility, because a Monday program allows me to bring in maybe a panel and open up more live discussions than Saturday, because 8:05, especially with my friends and my family, to get them out and to the station for a live format is kind of asking for too much. So I think that will be an opportunity to present it. And the other good thing is, I think now we'll be covering three major time slots. The midday time slot, the evening, people now commuting, some of you commuting, especially professionals, business people commuting back from work. I think 6:05 is a pretty good time. And then the Saturday morning. So it offers all these three time slots. And incidentally, it's now time to sort of work, which I haven't done up to now, in terms of getting sponsors for the program. I visualize it a little bit differently from many. I want, instead of advertisers, I want partners, sponsors, that entities that I work with, that I patronize, that I feel comfortable with, and that I'm going to be involved as not only advertising and promoting and helping in their image, but that I feel comfortable in that role, and that they feel comfortable in having me in that role of promoting and helping them develop, etc. So any of you out there that want to join me as a partner, as a sponsor, please give me a call. Once again, let me give you my website and my telephone number. It's the web is JRGCPRC, which is Consultant to Prevention and Resolution of Conflict. So JRGCPRC.com, and my telephone number is 787-587-9957. And again, as I've said so often, I welcome any comments, any suggestions, any constructive criticism that you have. It's a learning process, and I'm not a proud person. Anybody that knows me knows that a few things I like more than having somebody come up with ideas and suggestions that, and I have to say, and I love to say that, it's that's a better way to do it than the way I'm doing it. So, welcome that. And so feel free to either by email or by call to give me a ring and let me know what you have in mind. Thinking over the program with Ana Josefina, there was one mistake. I said there was one other person that had worked with two administrations that I knew. And I'd like to add another one, and it's Jose Ortiz of Aqueductos, who has worked in two administrations, and who I had mentioned in a speak out program. I admired at that time the article that had come out was his decision as the head of Aqueductos to bring energy. Especially solar and wind energy to Aqueductos and to revitalize and get Aqueductos, the hydroelectric electricity, more up to par. It had been deteriorating. And so I applauded him at that time. And now, as we know, he's taken on the chairmanship position of PREPA. And in that, I think he's doing one heck of a good job. This Saturday, as I'm talking, of course, at this moment, in the newspaper, an article came out where he met with the principal opponents of the gasoductos, of Casa del Pueblo, I believe, and Adjuntas. He sat down with them and had a dialogue of great respect and both with the union as well as with the environmental or the other opponents that they've had of the gasoductos, created very quickly a dialogue and a discussion that it seems to be fruitful, and which. You know, someone like me who was in this area of conflict resolution and prevention, you just have to applaud. We have to applaud somebody like Jose Ortiz, who it looks like he's doing a really good job, and bringing people together and bringing solutions that we can rally around instead of fighting about. So I wanted to make that clarification. I had mentioned Jose Luis Ramirez, the general counsel of PRIDCO, and that before it was Fomento, was one of these people who was able to adapt to different political parties and different administrators, and Jose Ortiz is another one that I wanted to clarify. I think fits the bill, and we have to applaud the people that are doing things right, just almost forget the people that are doing things wrong, in order to move this society forward. One idea I thought I had discussed, sometimes you have discussions with your guests kind of offline, so to speak, and you think that was discussed, during the program, and then as you listen to the recording later on, you find that was left out, and a couple of just comments on the program that we had. Offline, let's call. I mean, one of them I think was the importance sometimes of not taking anyone for granted, and either because of age or because of dress or because of demeanor, whatever the reason is, we too often take these external attributes and make decisions based on them that are completely erroneous. And when we were talking, I was Ana Josefina in Stanford, and I went to Harvard, and there's this great story that way back, these two persons, very hillbilly-like, farmer clothing, wanted to meet with Pusey, the president of Harvard University, and they appeared without any appointment, and they asked to see him, and that they wanted to donate some money to the school. Between the receptionist and whoever clears the calendar and the president, they just had this person you know, sit out in the reception area, and said it would be quite a while. And I said, well, we'll wait. We made this trip all the way across the country, and we'll wait. And so they did, and they finally, just because of the persistence, almost like Jose Irizarry, who was on the program last week, he just sit down and said, you know, you have to take care of me. They finally said, well, okay. They let the person in, and but, you know, with really just to go and get rid of this couple. The couple explained that they, and on behalf of their son, wanted to give a donation to the school, and the president said, "Well, do you realize that a school like this, we're talking in order to give a building and name it, we're talking, we have $15 million invested in this." In this school, in this infrastructure, sort of saying, you know, whatever $50 or $75 you have is not going to do the trick. And the person said, is that all I need to create a school like this? And I can just imagine the president of Harvard's face with that kind of comment. I think he had $7 million available. And with that $7 million, decided to start a new school, which is Stanford. And, it's a little bit of humility to Harvard graduates. But it's a great story of how not to take someone for granted based on their physical and their dress and all. In terms of closing, as this program moves on, I think the Ana Safina contribution is interesting because we think of people who are in public service and in government as not being empresarios. They're not in the business world, and yet they have to be, and the good ones are. And whether it's Jose Ortiz or Ana Josefina, they're running a business, and if they run it like a business, they have their budget, and they meet their budget requirements, and they do the evaluations, and they have, as she said, transitions that they have to take into place, and they have to do everything. They have to do everything, or they should be doing everything that we in the private world have to do. Whether it's running an agency or running a public corporation or running a lot of other kinds of institutions, and I'll be interviewing people from the university systems, those are businesses that's another take as we imply amplify the idea of what our business and how people have to run things. So we've run out of time. And again, I thank you for joining us. And I hope you have a good week and that your conflicts are few and that you're able to resolve those that you have ongoing. So take care, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez, who extends an invitation for 8:05 again next Saturday.